Violation section 4938. Vehicle code.
Holy smokes, Beaver. You got a ticket.
I sure guess so.
Boy, you're in big trouble.
Couldn't we just tear it up?
Heck no, the police would come and get you.
I could lock myself up and hide under the bed.
Nah, that's no good. They just kick the door down like they do on television.
The man said I should show it to my parents and my guardian.
Yeah, you better take it right down and give it to Dad.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, the boys aren't up in their room.
No, they went out the garage right after breakfast. Three raincoats, none of them ours. Two pair of rubbers and one galosh.
Oh, I guess the boys might cut it up for slingshots or something.
Hold the phone. Here's another one.
Hey, they're both left feet.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Some kid left some very interesting tracks when he went home. Why the cleanup campaign?
Well, I was looking for an extra vacuum cleaner belt for the boys, and I guess it just got carried away.
What do they want with a vacuum cleaner belt?
I don't know. I've been collecting all kinds of things. They asked me if they could have the motor off the old power mower. Last I saw them, they were taking the wheels off of Beaver's coaster wagon. Another lefty.
Why? It sure is a neat car. There are no brakes. How are we going to stop it?
First, we got to get it running, and then we'll worry about stopping it.
The wheels look funny, too, Wally. They're all pointing in different ways.
Yeah, I don't know what we can do about that.
I sure hope when we get it started, it all goes in the same direction. Wally, maybe when we go up, we can be racetrack drivers. And hang our head out the side of the car when we take the curves.
You know, Beaver, you're funny. You get more fun out of pretending stuff than really doing it.
Sure. It's never as much fun doing it as it is pretending.
Well, what do we have here?
Oh, it's a racing car, Dad. We kind of borrowed the motor off the power mower.
Oh, you borrowed it?
Yeah, we'll put it back when the grass gets long.
I'm sure you will.
It's a neat car, huh, Dad?
Yeah, seems a little short in the wheelbase to me. Why'd you pick this particular length?
Well, that's how long the boards were.
Yeah, if the fence out back was higher, we'd have a longer car.
So, you took the boards out of our fence?
Oh, it's okay, Dad. There's no hole. We'll put the wheelbarrow in there to plug it up.
Oh, well, it sure seems to be coming along nicely, boys. I think it needs a few finishing touches, though. Maybe I could help you.
Gee, Dad, would you?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, now, let's see. The first thing to do is to draw up some plans so we know where we're going.
Gee, Dad, do we have to bother with plans? They only slow us down.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, where's the toolbox?
Over there.
I think I better get some wrenches out of the car.
Boy, it sure is going to be great, Dad, helping us.
I sure hope so.
Ward! Ward! Boys! Boys!
I figured we could cut up some sheet metal for the hood.
Gee, Dad, you sure are a swell mechanic.
Yeah, you ought to give up your job and just build cars.
Well, you know, someday I might just do that. Yeah, how you like it?
Well, it doesn't look bad. Bet you never get it off the ground.
Gee, Mom, it's a car.
Sure, Mom, it's not supposed to get off the ground.
Now, don't worry, boys. Your mother said the same thing to the Wright brothers.
Gee, Mom, did you really know the...
I did not, and your lunch is ready.
You boys go on in and get washed up. I'll be right in.
Okay.
Come on, Beef.
You want to play out here all day?
Why? June, a mechanical project like this is good for the boys.
Yes, but isn't this whatever it is with a motor on a little advance for Wally and the Beaver?
Well, not if it's used properly. Well, I'll talk to them about it. Anyway, Wally's getting to the age where he's got a pretty good sense of values.
Are you sure they're all right in that thing alone?
Oh, of course they are. What's there to worry about?
Of course. Just our children, that's all.
Hey, stay on the sidewalk. Well, it took us two Saturdays, but it runs like a fine watch.
What'd you say?
I said it runs like a fine watch.
Yes, doesn't it? Ward, look, I want you to talk to those boys now. I don't want them being reckless with that thing.
Don't worry about it, dear. I'll take care of it.
Thank you, dear. I'm so glad you said that. Now I can go in and peel my hard-boiled eggs with a clear mind.
Boys!
Boy, it runs great, Dad.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job on it.
Want to take a ride, Dad? I think we'll hold you.
Well, not right now. Look, boys, about the car. I want you to be very careful with it. You know, don't take it out in the street or be reckless with it in any way. We'll just ride it around here and in the vacant lot.
Gee, Dad, I thought we could drive it to school.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beaver. This is strictly for when I'm with you. And if you disobey me in this, I'll have to take the car away from you.
Oh, we'll do like you say, Dad.
Swell. Now, just remember, I don't want either one of you to take this car out of the garage alone. Now, do we understand each other about this, boys? You know, this is all for your own good.
Sure, Dad. Every time you ball us out, it's for our own good.
Wally, I'm not bawling you out. I'm just giving you a few simple rules. Now, okay?
Okay. Now, remember what Dad said, Beaver. It's our car, but you can't take it out on the street by yourself. I'm going to play baseball after school, and I don't want you messing around with it and getting us in trouble. You understand?
Yeah, sure. Boy, I sure wish there was somebody in this family for me to yell at.
That's your tough luck.
It sure is a neat car, huh, Larry?
It sure is.
Hey, can I have another apple?
I don't know. I gave you three already. Mom's at a club meeting. I don't know if she'd want us eating all our apples.
That's okay. She'll think your father ate them.
I brought it from home.
That motor's got a whole horsepower inside of it.
How about give me a ride, Beaver?
I can't do that.
I thought you said it was your car.
Belongs to me and Wally, but I can't take it out alone.
Oh. Can we at least sit in it?
Sure, why not? That's the way the racetrack drivers do it.
I know. I go to the movies, too. It wouldn't hurt to just start up the motor, would it?
I don't know. I don't think we'd better.
I bet you don't know how.
Sure I do.
Boy, that's great. Hey, Beaver.
What, Larry?
It wouldn't hurt none to drive it around the block.
I told you afore, I'm not supposed to take it out by myself.
But you're not by yourself. I'm with you.
I don't know. I'll bet you don't even know how to drive it. Oh, no! Something wrong, mister?
That depends. How old are you kids?
I'm 7 3/4. I mean 1/4.
Then you don't have a license.
I have a license for my dog that runs away.
I mean a license to operate a motor vehicle.
No, sir, I guess not.
Son, don't you know it's against the law for a boy your age to take that thing out on the city streets?
No, sir.
What's your name, son?
Theodore Beaver Cleaver.
I'm sorry, Theodore. I'm going to have to give you a ticket.
You know something, Beaver? You shouldn't have taken this thing out of the garage.
Your dessert tonight.
I didn't feel like it.
Well, if you didn't feel like ice cream, there must be something wrong with your stomach.
No, Dad, there's nothing wrong with my stomach.
You aren't in any trouble at school, are you?
Not that I know of.
How about you, Wally? How'd the baseball game go?
Oh, great, Dad. I scored a home run on a bunt.
How'd you do that?
The ball rolled down a sewer.
Have some very interesting ground rules.
I think I'll go up to bed now.
So early? Beaver. You feel all right?
I feel fine.
I think I'll go to bed, too. I'm a little bit tired. Night.
Ward, you don't think they're up to anything, do you?
I think they're getting out of doing the dishes.
All right, Beaver, what happened?
What happened with what?
With the car. When I got home this afternoon, the motor was warm.
Was it?
Yeah. You took it up by yourself, didn't you?
Well, not exactly. Larry Mandola was with me. We just went around the block.
Well, you shouldn't have done that. Did anything happen?
No, except for this.
Violation section 4938. Vehicle code.
Holy smokes, Beaver. You got a ticket.
Sure guess so.
Boy, you're in big trouble.
Couldn't we just tear it up?
No, the police would come and get you.
I could lock myself up and hide under the bed.
Now, that's no good. They just kick the door down like they do on television.
The man said I should show it to my parents, the guardian.
Yeah, you better take it right down and give it to Dad.
I can't do that. He told me not to never touch the car.
Well, it says here you gotta appear in court within 5 days with your parent or guardian.
Wally, what's a guardian?
Well, it's kind of like an older person who watches out for you when your parents aren't around.
Would you be my guardian?
Why should I? You're the one that got yourself in trouble.
Then I guess I'll have to show it to Dad. Of course, when he finds out, he'll probably take the car away from both of us.
All right, Beaver. Be your guardian. Just hope I don't end up going to jail with you.
Hi.
Oh, it's you.
You disappointed?
Yes, I was expecting the vacuum cleaner man with a new belt, but I guess you'll do.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot my key. Where are the boys?
Well, when they left this morning, they said they were going to stop off somewhere on their way home from school.
Hmm.
Oh, what a day.
Huh.
My broiler caught on fire this afternoon.
That's fine.
You're ignoring me.
Good, dear. I'll take care of tomorrow.
Ward, you're not paying a bit of attention to me.
Yes, I am. You said the boys would be a little late and your vacuum cleaner caught on fire.
Uh-huh. And I thought you weren't listening.
Boys say where they were going?
They just said when they left this morning they were going to stop off somewhere on their way home from school.
Probably marble season.
Uh-huh. I'll take care of it right after dinner.
This is your second violation. That will be $25 fine.
$25?
Shh. Next case, bailiff.
Wally, let's go home.
You can't now.
Now, Mr. Cleaver, which one of you is Theodore Cleaver?
This is me.
And who is this other young gentleman?
I'm his guardian.
His official guardian?
No, he's my official brother, but he's my guardian today.
Son, didn't you realize you were supposed to bring your parents?
I guess I heard something about it, but they couldn't exactly come.
I see. They're working people.
Yeah, they work real hard. They work on a ship. Isn't here now.
And what is the name of the ship?
Tell them the name of the ship, Wally.
Well, I don't think they're working today, but I think they're sick.
Yeah, they're sick.
Boys, are you sure about this?
Right now, I'm not sure of anything.
Would you two boys mind waiting a few minutes? I think I'd like to talk to you alone.
Yes, sir. We'll wait.
Next case, bailiff. I fail to find any extenuating circumstances here. Reckless driving is one thing we cannot tolerate in this city. That will be $50 fine or 10 days in jail. Next case, bailiff.
Wow, that's four people he sent to jail already.
You know why? No matter what happens, I'm not gonna cry.
Take it easy, Beaver.
You struck a parked vehicle, you left the scene of an accident, and you were driving with a suspended license. I see no reason for leniency here. That'll be $250 fine or 60 days in the county jail. Now I think I can talk to young Mr. Cleaver and his guardian.
That's us.
You two boys can step around up here.
Thank you.
Violation, section 4938, vehicle code.
Mister, my parents don't work on a ship, and they're not really sick. I was just scared to bring them. I'm sorry, I made it up.
I see. This is your real brother, though.
Yes, sir. He's real, all right.
Well, you see, sir, our father helped us build this real neat car, and then he made us promise not to take it out on the street.
Yeah, but I was there by myself with Larry Mandela, and he was eating apples, and he said, let's take a ride, and I said, I'm not supposed to take a ride by myself, and he said, you're not by yourself, I'm with you, so we took a ride.
He didn't mean to break the law or nothing. It's only a toy. The motor's only a one lunger.
Well, you may think of it as just a toy, but the law defines a motor vehicle, and this is undoubtedly a vehicle with a motor on it, even though it's just a one-lunger.
Yes, sir.
Well, the law clearly states you must have a license to operate a motor vehicle. And I'm sure you don't want to break the law, do you?
Well, I'm sure I don't either.
We thought you were going to put him in jail, like you did everybody else.
No, I think Theodore's learned his lesson. Haven't you, Theodore?
Yes, sir. And I'd take no vehicle, no place.
Well, you two boys can run along home now. We'll just expunge this from the records.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And boys, if I were you, I think I'd get rid of that car.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mister, do I have to tell my father about this?
Well, son, I think we'll just leave that up to you.
Well, may I say that was a very excellent dinner.
Well, you better say that. I worked on it all afternoon.
Hi, fellas.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. The Beaver wants to talk to you.
All right, what's up?
Well, you know this afternoon when we got home late from school?
Yeah, I guess so. Playing marbles, huh?
No, sir. We wasn't playing marbles.
We sure wasn't.
We were in court.
The school took you?
No. I got arrested.
Arrested?
Arrested?
Arrested. I took Larry Mandel for a ride in the car you helped us build. And I didn't have no license.
And you went to court?
Yeah, but it's okay now. They're not going to do anything to him.
Yeah, the judge sponged off my record.
Well, I'm very thankful for that. But Beaver, why? The thing I can't understand is it's bad enough that you took the car out into the street when I told you not to, but why, when you got in trouble, didn't you come to me?
I guess I was scared to, Dad.
What were you scared of? What did you think I'd do if you told me?
Well, that's the trouble, Dad. We never can tell.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Let's get something straight. I don't care what kind of trouble you may get into in life. You don't ever need to be afraid to come to your parents and tell them.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, you'd better go on up to your room.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, boys. What is it, Wally?
Well, he was scared, and that's one of the reasons why he didn't tell you. But there's another reason, too. He didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Hurt my feelings?
Yeah, since you were so nice and helping us build the car and everything, he didn't want to make you feel bad because you've got a kid like him.
Thank you.